Proclamation number 1508, dated the August 24, 1940. Influenced by the Prince of Lies on people's thinking. Look at humanity's conduct. It is dominated by the spirit of lies, and this is causing indescribable confusion. Human thinking will distance itself ever further from the truth, for the human being mentally accepts the lie and has no way of recognizing it as such, and thus the person's emotional life will be led astray as well. It is therefore understandable that the layer around the human soul continues to thicken. Thus the person distances himself more and more from the truth, since the spirit in him cannot express itself, i.e., the soul is incapable of receiving spiritual truths. As soon as a person's thinking takes the wrong direction, the voice of the spirit gradually subsides until, in the end, it is no longer heard. The result is a human race which lives in complete ignorance, which strives towards completely different goals than they were originally supposed to achieve. Hence, earthly life is entirely unsuccessful, because as long as the human being lives in error, he turns to the power from which he should separate himself. The God-opposing power subsequently makes use of this inclined will and determines the being to commit God-opposing actions in order to destroy all ties and to subjugate the being completely. And this state among mankind can now clearly be recognized. Earthly life is lived totally independently from God. People only rarely think of the one from whom everything emerged, or every thought relating to spiritual matters is anxiously kept secret. God is no longer publicly professed, providing he is at all thought of. All these are visible signs of powers which are hostile to God, for their influence grows stronger the weaker the human being becomes. And since the human being keeps distancing himself ever further from the eternal deity, his strength to resist the evil influence grows constantly weaker. Instead, he receives the strength from the God-opposing power which supports him in all earthly undertakings. Thus earthly success is always guaranteed through the said strength, and the earthly success, in turn, contributes towards a complete separation from God, for the human being no longer needs divine strength. Consequently, he no longer calls upon God either, but denies him. And it is the adversary's intention to alienate the human being completely from thoughts of God, for then he will have absolute control over him. He has become a victor over the being which had the choice to whom it wanted to concede victory. It has chosen God's adversary and thus walked its earthly path in an entirely wrong direction. Yet God will not let these beings fall. He will provide them with the evidence that everything earthly worth striving for is also subject to his power, that he can destroy it if it corresponds to his will. He by no means haphazardly destroys what the human being deems desirable, but this work of destruction will, from a spiritual point of view, also be of greatest advantage for countless entities. Yet people who do not recognize its profound significance will be sorely affected by it, for they will lose everything which, until now, signified their whole life. And once again they are facing the decision to strive for the same again, or to recognize the transience of it and to gather everlasting possessions for themselves. For at the moment of destruction the adversary loses power, and if the person recognizes the impotence of the latter, the possibility is given that he might recognize a different lord above himself and turn to him. Earthly possession is the share of the evil power, for it contains unredeemed spiritual substances, and the human being should not desire what was his place of abode for an infinitely long time before. He should not strive towards something which took him endless times to overcome. And thus the obvious worthlessness of it has to be proven to him, so that he will turn away from it and towards that which will come after him, after his life on earth. He must relinquish earthly matter and desire spiritual things. Then he will also overcome the final form and liberate himself from every chain. However, spiritual things continue to exist and therefore belong in the realm of truth. Worldly things, however, are transient, thus they belong to the realm of darkness, to untruth, for it only shelters immature spiritual substance which did not recognize the truth and therefore were banished. Consequently, the human being can never know the truth as long as he desires earthly goods and, precisely because of this desire, concedes power to the Prince of Lies. And as long as he strives for earthly possessions, he will be dominated by the lie, and his thinking has to be misguided, for the Prince of Lies tries to influence the person's thoughts first and to completely distance him from the truth. Therefore, the state of people is extremely alarming and can only be remedied if God himself breaks the adversary's power by destroying earthly possessions. Amen.